This is the Coach Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets. Now, the Aggie Sports Network's Michael Adair and Jeremy Law.
Welcome into the Chris Smalley Show, presented by Allen Brew Market, live from Wharf Casual Seafood each and every Tuesday night. Looking back at the previous Sylacauga High School football game and then looking ahead to this week's football game. Last week, the Aggies fall a little bit short on the road at Beauregard, fall to 2-2 on the year. This week, looking at just a monumental rivalry matchup, Clay Central visiting the Marble City, Michael Adair on a Thursday night, Aggies Vols midweek ball game. Man, it's going to be big.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a season where we're 2-2, but you know, we actually started the season last year 2-2, exact same way. We won and lost the same opponents, but it's not the same team. We lost to Beauregard last year by two or three touchdowns, and this year, you know, it's just a one play here or there, and we're 4-0 right now. So this team is in a good spot. This team is playing great football. They're a lot better than their record says, and we just gotta keep our heads up and you know, keep fighting, and I think this season will turn out like we want it to.
A fun show lined up for everybody tonight. We have Sylacauga head football coach Chris Smalley going to join us around the 6:40 marker or so to look at last week's game, tell you what the Volunteers are all about this year. They're 3-1, pretty good football club. The only loss for the year for Clay Central was in week number 2 when they went on the road to Benjamin Russell to play one of 6A's best. And then later on in the show, we have left guard Jamichael Hardy. He'll join us, the junior left guard, and then the Aggie starting center, second-year starting center Landon Crocker going to join us. Man, two great guys, two great football players, but two even better young men going to join us tonight.
Fantastic guys. Looking forward to having them on, and they're back there working on their meal right now and getting prepped up, so it's gonna be good.
Michael Adair, before we take our first break and welcome in Coach Chris Smalley, it was a tough loss last week, no doubt about it. The Aggies have a couple opportunities to get a big win, give up another special teams touchdown. But, man, I tell you, look at this ball club, Michael, the way that they fought, the way that they've hung in there in the trenches with two really good ball clubs. There's a lot to be said about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, this coaching staff and the team, they work really hard. They prepare very hard each and every week. And we know it's going to come. But you'd love to see us, you know, get a big-time win in that environment. Tough place to play, flashing lights, brand-new sound system, scoreboard, nice venue. And the Aggies were right there at the end with a chance to win.
Well, this Sylacauga team's much improved from last year. Last year we lost to Beauregard 42-10, if I remember right, and that was a game we played here. So you can just look and see how much the gap's closed. I mean, those two teams, I thought we were the better team. I don't know. Beauregard was good. I mean, they had some really good players. They had some really talented guys. They had two really good guys on the edge that made things tough. But I mean, we were right there with them. I mean, we were ahead right there in the fourth quarter, and it just, you know, just ball bounced the wrong way a little bit, man. That's what happens on the road too. I mean, you end up getting a few tough calls here or there, and some stuff on the road happens, and there you are.
Well, yeah, I think you would agree, and maybe quite a few more people would agree. Officiating probably was really heavy to one side versus the other. I think Beauregard had two live game penalties on Friday night. So in play, the referee said they only committed two penalties. The Aggies were hampered by a couple, but, you know, both teams quite a few pre-snap penalties. But in that game, you had a two-point conversion overturned after it was called. A kid didn't get in. A lot went into it. I thought the Aggies, you know, kept the mental game where it needed to be. They continued to fight hard, but you flip the script a little bit. You roll into a game, you play, what, three straight spread teams to start the year, and then here comes Beauregard running the triple option, wing T, and just a quick turnaround, tough to stop that. You know, tip the cap to Coach Steven Strickland, his defense, they got a couple stops in that ball game. Maybe people would say enough to win at the end, but it's tough to stop, and the Beauregard run game was there for them all night.
Well, that shows you how much Beauregard respected Sylacauga. They actually got in the wishbone the whole game, and they had really not shown much of that in their previous games. So they knew that they had to get into that to give Sylacauga a game, and they actually lost the game the week before to Marbury and didn't even show that formation. So that shows you how much respect they had for what we were bringing in there, and you know, we probably see a pretty heavy dose of that again this week if I was a betting man.
Well, you're also going to see very similar style of play from Marbury later on in the year. And then, as you mentioned, you roll into this week, Clay Central over-under on the percentage of the snaps that they run from under center, running the wishbone. I think it's going to be probably 80-20, maybe a little bit higher. Because once you put some stuff like that on tape, you know, Danny Horn isn't the all-time leader in wins in the state of Alabama for nothing. So he's going to put that on tape and then try to exploit some things for Sylacauga. I look for our defense to play it a little bit better this week.
Yeah, I mean, once you've seen it, you know, and the other thing is we can prepare for it. Like I said, they had not really put that on film. So now that we've seen that, you know, it may be some personnel things we can do, some schematic things we can do to help slow that down. But, you know, we're not the healthiest team in the world right now either. So, you know, we got to get some bodies back healthy. You know, in 5A football, you lose two or three starters, key players, like we have had on the offensive line and some other places. That is not easy to overcome. And we don't want to sit here and put anything on officiating and calls this way. We still got to win the game, right? We still.
Brent actually might have a different philosophy.
Brent was
fired up on Friday night. But I tell you, the Aggies are a little banged up. But, man, they've been tough as nails so far this year. Early in the year, replacing some bodies on the offensive lines. And now rolling into this game against Clay Central, going to be a little bit banged up into that one. Won't give away too much. But the Aggies, they're going to have to give it their all this Friday night. And we're going to take our first break. On the other side of this break, Sylacauga football coach Chris Smelly going to join us right here on the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market, live from Wharf Casual Seafood.
Digestive health matters, and Alabama Digestive Care Center is dedicated to keeping patients feeling their best. From heartburn and abdominal pain to colon cancer screenings and ongoing digestive care, experienced gastroenterologist Dr. Hakim brings over 30 years of expertise and uses the latest technology to deliver compassionate, personalized treatment. Call 256-249-6050 today to schedule an appointment. Alabama Digestive Care Center, partners in your digestive care. When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Car works hard every day, so make sure it's ready for the miles ahead. From oil changes to tire rotations and balancing, Right Tire and Service keeps your vehicle running smooth. Don't wait until a small issue turns into a big problem. Let their team keep you safe, efficient, and on the road longer. Right Tire and Service. Get it done the right way.
This is Sylacauga football coach Chris Smelly. I want to thank Allen Oil Company for their incredible support of Sylacauga athletics. For years, Allen Oil has been a trusted name in our community, keeping families and businesses on the move. They believe in hard work, teamwork, and giving back, the same values we teach on the field. When you support Allen Oil, you're supporting Sylacauga and surrounding athletes. I'm all in with Allen. Go Aggies.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaya jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Tony Sarah Ford in Sylacauga, you can score big savings on all remaining 2024 Ford Expeditions with $7,000 in bonus cash. We'll get 3.9% for 72 months. Plus, come see the new 2025 Ford Expedition Max King Ranch.
This is the ultimate tailgating machine.
You've got to see it to believe it. Only at Tony Sarah Ford, located off Highway 280 in Sylacauga, or online at TonySarahFord.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
At Central Alabama Community College, your future starts close to home. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Prattville, and Talladega, CACC offers the programs and support you need to succeed. From university transfer pathways to career-ready training in healthcare, business, and technical fields, CACC is here to help you reach your goals. Affordable tuition, flexible options, and a community that cares. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back into the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets, live at Wharf Casual Seafood each and every Tuesday night during high school football season. Wharf Casual Seafood hosts us right here from 6:30 to 8:30. The Coach Smelly Special, $10.99, available to everybody that walks through the door. And as well, Wharf Casual Seafood lets us feed two players, two coaches, and three players, two coaches, and sometimes me, depending on if I'm hungry. Now, we thank them for that each and every week and their sponsorship here on the Aggie Sports Network. Again, the Chris Smelly Show presented by Allen Brew Markets. You're all in with Allen. Now joined by Sylacauga head football coach Chris Smelly. Coach, a heartbreaker last Friday night. I think that you could see it on the players' faces, the coaches' faces, an opportunity with the game right there. A couple bounces just didn't go our way against a good Beauregard team on the road. That one hurt.
Ain't no doubt it did. It was a tough one. Now 2 weeks in a row, very similar type games where there was some things that we left on the table as a team. You know, some stuff offensively, some stuff defensively, some stuff in the special teams units. You know, every game that we have in our region, and it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out this year. But I really feel like about every region game is going to be like a tough game. Like, it's like there's not going to be a ton of separation, I don't think, between the top and the bottom team. And so any of these region games can go anywhere. And so, yeah, it was another game where, you know, it's tough to address the team at sometimes at the end of the game when it's an emotional game. And it's a close one that, you know, we felt like we could win, and our guys certainly felt like we could win, and we had an opportunity to win the football game. And, you know, so I sort of got you know, kind of had to regroup and getting ready for to have a good week starting on Monday, and you know, talk with the guys, you know, kind of the good news and the bad news about where we're at right now. And the bad news is that, you know, if we play with a little bit more discipline and a little bit more focus and a little bit more attention to detail and a little bit more physical and mental toughness, then you know, we could be sitting in a really, really good looking place. But the good news is that, you know, we truly believe that, you know, there's not a game on our schedule that if we go play our best football, we don't have a chance to win each one of those games. And so that's the good news, is there's still a ton to play for. And this is a really good football team. We've played a lot of good football. Certainly sitting at 2-2, I heard y'all mention it a second ago, doesn't feel like the same type of 2-2 as it was last year. And so, you know, now it just comes down to, like, can we figure out those things that it takes to win a tough game?
Coach, you know, in this new playoff format that we've been doing for a while now, I guess it's not so new anymore, but really in regions like ours, you get four teams in the postseason. You're 1-2 seeds typically host, and your 3-4 seeds will go on the road. Mathematically, what do you have to do to be one of the four seeds? I mean, it used to be you win three games, you know you're in. Is that still sort of the way it is, or can you get in with two? And what are your thoughts around that?
For the most part, you're going to need three wins. You know, I'm sure there is some scenarios where you could get in with two, but it would definitely be a lot tougher. But, you know, just depending on, you know, what kind of upsets happen and all that, and, you know, just there being a real possibility of just a lot of you know, not a lot of parity between the top and the bottom of our region, I feel like, this year. So,
I mean, I know there is a lot of parity, right?
Yeah.
A lot of,
mm-hmm. Yeah, like, parity. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just any Friday night, I feel like almost anything could happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we'll have to wait and see, but definitely getting at least to that third win is going to give you a decent shot of getting in.
Coach, what's been the hardest part after these last 2 weeks? What's the biggest challenge right now? It's so easy for kids to be deflated. How have you been able to motivate the guys, and what's been the biggest challenge just trying to keep them on board? Because you're right, it is definitely a different feeling after this 2-2 versus maybe a couple years in the past, but this one has to hurt a little bit more knowing that we were right there.
Yeah, I mean, two games in a row, you know. Yeah, I mean, there definitely is the challenge of you know, keeping 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, you know, believing in themselves and confident. And, you know, you gotta go back to school the next Monday, and there's, you know, there's probably some haters and some people trying to talk bad and talk negative and all that kind of stuff. And so you gotta, you know, maintain your composure and keep your head up and just know, you know, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to be as a football team, and just how close we are to really being there. So, you know, we talked a little bit on Monday with the team about, you know, what does a tough team look like? And I stole some things that I saw from Brent Key, the head coach at Georgia Tech. They had a big win over Clemson this past Saturday, and he was talking about toughness and just had a lot of quotes. Ended up kind of digging into some of the things he's talked about, and, you know, he said toughness isn't about, like, you know, wanting to go out and fight people. You know, he said, well, really, when we're talking about toughness, we're talking about, you're right there, Michael.
Yeah.
He said, we're talking about the, you know, really the mental toughness, the mental toughness and the focus that it takes to be successful and doing and being willing and wanting to do the little things right. You know, and then he specifically talked about, you know, how hard does our team cover kicks and things like that. Some of the exact same things we've been talking to our team about. Because we've had some lapses in our focus, in our effort, in our attention to detail. And so I felt like a lot of that kind of tied into to where we're at and the things that we need to improve on.
Well, speaking of toughness, Coach, probably the toughest person in your family just walked in the door. Your wife, Josie, comes in here and brings a few of your kids and a few other people's kids in here. And can you talk a little bit about what she means to you, Coach? And she teaches, I know she's working at Nichols Lawson Middle School, I think, now. And just, I don't see how y'all manage. You got a lot of kids. You're both busy. What's she mean to you,
Coach? She's amazing. And She's just a fantastic mom as well. We've got four kids, and so she's been running them from cheer camp and dance class and jiu-jitsu and baseball and volleyball. And then she also, yeah, she teaches at Nichols Lawson Middle School, and she is she's a fantastic teacher. Loves her job, loves her kids and what she gets to do there. We're lucky and blessed to be in the position that we are. We're both really enjoying what we're doing. Our kids are enjoying being here, and, you know, yeah, we're carrying other families' kids with us around as well. So, you know, never have enough of them running around, apparently.
You need a small bus, don't
That's
you?
Right.
This is the Chris Miller Show, presented by Allen Brew Markets, right here at Wharf Casual Seafood each and every Tuesday night. At Wharf Casual Seafood, we want to thank them for letting us be here every Tuesday and being a part of the Aggie Sports Network. Chris, you know, you talk about talking to the players. After a couple tough losses like this, you know, nobody's more competitive than you and your coaching staff. Nobody wants to win these games more than you and your coaching staff. On a Friday after a game and then rolling into your Sunday meetings, I mean, what's the message to your guys? I mean, how do each of those guys individually filter down to keeping the team on board and getting them ready for a big-time matchup this Thursday at home?
A message to our coaches?
And then their message on the way
and
down.
And then their message, yeah, kind of working it down. Yeah, I mean, hey, our coaching staff's great. They are very competitive. And, man, after a tough loss, we definitely sit in the coach's room a lot longer than we do really even after we win a game. I think all of us, you know, kind of feel like, losing a game hurts a lot worse than how good winning a game feels. As coaches, we it's kind of the same way with us too. You know, we tend to maybe beat ourselves up a little bit. We could have done this or could have done that. And you got to make calls and you got to, you know, put in plays. And yeah, the guys got to go execute. But, you know, I feel like a lot of pressure, I don't know if that's the right word, but like, man, I want to put our guys in the best position to be successful that I can as their head coach. And so when you do lose a close game, you think, well, you know, were there some things that we could have done or should have done or whatever? So, you know, probably, you know, a lot of the same ways that the guys feel. But, man, we got a lot of mature coaches on our staff, and we regroup and we get up there on Sunday and we talk things over and start working out the plan and then kind of all implement it in together. And so, you know, again, every week there's some changes and some new things you put in and new wrinkles, and this week's no different. And ways that we're coaching and our approach to coaching and, but our coaching staff's done a great job this week and have had a lot of energy.
You know, in the financial world, we call that risk aversion. And what risk aversion means is you dislike losses proportionally more than you like gains. And that's when you're trying to figure out, you know, where you belong on a spectrum. But there's some psychology to that. And, one thing I want to ask you about is, you know, playing at home versus on the road. So, like, this week we're playing at home. It's on a Thursday night. But how is your week different when we play at home? And what does the pageantry around the game look like versus going on the road, like all the other stuff you do outside of football?
Yeah. Thankfully, not too much when we've got a home game. Not a ton of extras. Now we do some extras. This year, you know, we're doing, we got different age elementary kids that are coming and running out behind, the football team. And so I think this upcoming week, it's, second grade, is coming out and running out with the team.
The whole second grade, basically?
Yeah, the whole second grade's invited. They get a free ticket. You know, they gotta get there and get a ride and all that kind of stuff and get in with a parent. But, you know, that's just kind of one of those things that we're trying to do just to create a more exciting atmosphere at Legion Stadium. But you're not quite as rushed with a home game. You know, you're able to sort of get in. We do a pep rally for home games. We do a pregame meal, and then you get a little bit more downtime, relaxed time. We usually put together a few more meetings and kind of last minute things of talking with the guys when we're at home, and a little more rushed and kind of getting out the door with an away game. So I certainly prefer the home game. It seems to well, obviously playing at home, but you know, the getting on the bus and riding out, it kind of drags out. It seems like, you know, even just with a home game, just being comfortable and in our element is definitely what I prefer.
There's a little more planning involved, too. You got to get food for after the game, for feed the kids. There's just a lot more moving parts, it feels like.
Yeah, and thankfully we've got a good booster club that's really been helping us out this year.
Dang right.
A lot of work goes into that. But, Coach, as we turn our attention to the volunteers of Central High School of Clay County, I guess tied for first in at the top of the region. They were able to knock off Valley in week one of region play on the road at Valley. They're a team that's a little banged up. They're probably going to be without their starting quarterback, JT Wilkerson, which means we're going to see a lot of the what we saw last week as far as our defense versus the opposing offense. After a game like that where it's so hard to turn around after a different style of physical game versus Hopewell, you turn around, you see what you saw against Beauregard. What do you take from that game against Beauregard, and what adjustments at all can you make to try to slow that down? Beauregard had, you know, two really big running backs and a speed back they bring across, and you're going to see a little bit of the same this week against Clay Central.
Yeah, I mean, Clay's definitely going to play physical. That's sort of their MO and what they do, you know, week in and week out, and year in and year out for a long period of time. And obviously we know Danny Horn's one of the best coaches that – probably out in the history of high school football, yeah. definitely in the state of Alabama, one of the best of all time, and even across the country, he's done a tremendous job everywhere he's been, and knows how to get a guy, you know, ready to play tough physical football, and those guys are going to play hard for him. And so, you know, we sort of know what's at stake and what that's going to look like, and we got to be able to match that physical toughness, and then also the mental toughness of being able to slow down a team that's just going to come run right at you, because they certainly have the ability to do that. And when they want to try to do that.
Just watching the game last week, it didn't feel like it was a physical toughness issue. I mean, we weren't turning down hits. We were there. Lionel had 14 tackles for us, played great, scored a touchdown as well. One of your weekly producers, I mean, Juice Riley, the other couple touchdowns, had a heck of a game receiving. So, I mean,
he caught one after he got tackled.
Yes, he did. And Coach wanted a flag for a long time. And on the radio, you can hear, can I speak to the Wildcats? So that was a frustrating one as well, but we did get in the end zone there. But defensively, it didn't feel like a toughness. I mean,
yeah, no,
just a very tough scheme to stop on with a week's time.
It is. I mean, you got to make a team have to earn it, you know, and we gave up one big play. Gave up kind of two big plays a little bit, one really big play, you know. But I feel like from a physical toughness standpoint defensively, we haven't had a lot of teams just go on long sustained drives on us. I mean, we've given up a few big plays that are mostly sort of blown assignment type stuff. We've given up some short fields a few times to our defense, but as far as, like, you know, driving the ball 75 yards, it hadn't really happened. And, you know,
the starting field position's been a little more.
Yep, we've had a few times of short field position and a few big plays. But as far as a team just, you know, a long 12-play drawn-out drive, first of all, those are hard to do in high school football. And if you have the ability to make a team have to do that, and, you know, you're going to get stopped. So, like, you know, last Friday we had some stops. We had some big stops. We had a big stop one time defensively, and we turned around and had a three and out offensively. And you know, so you gotta work together, offense and defense, and, you know, sort of play off of each other in a way that's going to help you be successful.
Yeah, when you get into a game like that, and you, like, we got the wishbone thrown at us that we didn't really see it before, you know, that's kind of what Alabama did with Bear Bryant. They went out and showed a new formation against USC many years ago and just blew them out of the water, and nobody expected it. What can you do in game when you get something like that and you haven't been able to work it all week? Is that a challenge that you can fix in a game? I know it's tough.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. I mean, anytime you see, like, a heavy run team, it takes a little bit of adjusting to, just because you don't see it as much in high school football anymore. You know, especially if you know, they didn't really run like the wing T or some of these older style of offenses. But if you run into a wing T type team, it's hard to mimic that in practice if you're not that kind of team as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's like that first drive, you know, when I've historically over the years when we played some wing T teams, it's like, you know, I'm over there like, what are we doing on defense? And when I've had some mature defensive coaches, they're like, we're going to get it figured out. You know, it's just the speed speed of it, the look of it, when you see it for the first time, it just seems a lot faster and you're not ready for it. So you kind of have to settle in. You have to adjust in a little bit. And so we were not expecting them to do that offensively. And then we weren't just able to, get in and get the stops on the first drive. But then we were able to put together a few stops and enough stops to win the game. Had the ball down there shooting on the 1 yard line,
the one foot line,
I couldn't get it in. So, it is what it is, and it's over. Got to move on from that one. But back to the question, it can be tough to stop those run heavy and kind of an only run offense just because you're not used to seeing it.
Coach, you got two great guys with you tonight, Jamichael Hardy, Landon Crocker. Two guys that really blocked their tails off for you on all year, but last Friday night especially, you see these guys get a couple pancakes. But even better than football players, man, two great young men about to join us on the show. What do they mean to your football team?
Great kids. Both of them have just really bought into what it takes to be a good football player. They both have like just sort of a sense of maturity about them that – sometimes can be kind of rare in a high school kid these days. And so love both of them to death. They're always going to have a smile on their face, but they're also figuring out what it takes to be a tough physical football player too. So I'm so proud of both of them and glad that we're going to have both of them, hopefully the rest of this year and everybody stays healthy and all that. And then also a whole nother year with them. So proud of those guys and love them.
Give us some key questions to ask them while they're on the air. What do we need to ask J. Mike and Landon?
Give us some hard questions.
I'll get you some stuff ready off air for this commercial break.
All right, that's Coach Chris Smelly, man. Best of luck this Thursday night. It's Thursday night against Clay Central at Legion Stadium. We know we're going to have our hands full, but, man, I think we can hang with them.
Absolutely. We're going to have to come out. We're going to have to play tough football, and we're going to have to be physically, mentally tough. But, I feel like we've got a really good football team that's going to come out and be ready to play Thursday.
Awesome. Love it, Coach. Good luck, man. Thank you for joining us. Go enjoy a good meal with Josie and the kids.
All right. Thank y'all.
All right, bud.
That's Silicaga football coach Chris Smelly here on the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market. When we come back, Landon Crocker and Jamichael Hardy, two Silicaga offensive linemen, going to join us right here on the show. Stay with us. This is the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market, live from Wharf Casual Seafood on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
When it comes to your health, you deserve the very best. At Coosa Valley MRI in Silicaga, we combine the latest MRI technology with a caring, compassionate staff that puts you first. Our patients love the comfortable setting, fast appointments, and accurate results their doctors can count on. With convenient hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're here when you need us. Coosa Valley MRI, where comfort, clarity, and care come together.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Don't let high costs keep you from owning your first home. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union's first-time homebuyer program breaks the barriers. As little as 5% down, no PMI, no origination fees, and local service from start to finish. Finally, a mortgage made for real people with real budgets. Coosa Pines is online at CoosaPinesFCU.org and available by phone at 256-378-5559. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Coach Smelly Show on the Aggie Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Chris Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Silicaga hosting Clay Central on Thursday night at Legion Stadium. Our coverage will start live on radio on WSGN at 6:30. You'll have a replay of this show from 5:30 to 6:30 on YouTube and Facebook before we pick up with live coverage from the stadium. You can watch on YouTube and Facebook and listen on WSGN and on the Radio Alabama app. Michael Adair, big-time game for Silicaga. Again, we just talked to Coach Smelly. I feel like we can hang in there with him. I feel like we can get this game to the fourth quarter and see what happens after that.
Yeah, man, you're not going to ever count this team out, man. They've worked hard all summer. They've been in the weight room. They've done everything they're supposed to do. And, you know, we've had two losses, but both of those losses we were certainly in the game. We felt like we were the better team. I certainly felt that way. And a lot of that was these two guys up here that are anchors in the offensive line, getting us a push, doing their job in an area I think we're much improved from last year in that offensive line.
Yeah, two guys who have blocked their tails off over the last 2 weeks, along with the other guys. Zach Sanders is here. Quan Weaver was back last week. Eric Nichols was back in the lineup. Jaquan Nunn has played well, guys, when he's been in there. But, man,
Todd Thompson's played
great at right tackle. Might have to see him a little bit this week against Clay Central as well. But, guys, I mean, talk about this offensive line. We'll start with you, Landon. Last year to this year, what's the biggest improvement? I know what you're probably going to say, but what's the biggest difference? So how have we gotten so much better up front?
I mean, it's real simple. Strength. That's really it. But I feel like we're really bonded as a unit, too, because we know a lot more about each other than we did last year, and I feel like we're trying to put our best foot forward with the five we have up.
How strong? I know there's a lot of improvement strength-wise. I thought that was what you were going to say. What's been the step up from last year to this year? Obviously, both of you guys look a lot more physical. What do those numbers look like? People talk about what this team lifts. I mean, throw some of those numbers out for us.
Oh, I bench 300, squat 445.
Wow.
How about you, J. Mike?
I bench press 320 pounds and squat 460.
Good grief.
Yeah, come, J-Mike.
And you guys are moving some weight up there.
You know, Landon he got thrown into the fire a little bit last year. He found out he was going to be the starting center as a sophomore about, what, 10 days before the season started, 2 weeks before the season started. That could be a little nerve-wracking, Landon. What was that like last year, having to step into that role when maybe you weren't number one? Maybe, I think you would admit, probably not physically ready at the 5A level to go last year. Thought you did very well. But what was it like knowing that, that when you found out that you're going to be the starting center, nerves, anxious, excited? What was that like for you?
I think it was a really good mixture of nervous and excitement, because I knew that the guys beside me were going to be really good and telling me how I needed to work. But, I mean, obviously I was really nervous. I mean, I'm a sophomore starting in 5A football.
Yeah, J-Mike, I'm gonna come to you, man. I know you're one of all the guys like you. You're one of their favorites. I hear it from all of them. Why don't you tell us a little bit about somebody in your life that means a lot to you? I know your grandfather's a preacher, and, you know, you got a lot of that around you. And just talk a little bit about somebody that's inspired you to be the kind of person you are today, a good person, a good friend, a good teammate, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my granddad, because he always been there for me, because he a preacher, and he teach me a lot of things about the Lord and stuff. And he always tell me to believe in myself, because back then when I wasn't starting over with Nate Gordon started over me, I always I felt unconfident. But when I became a starter, I got my confidence back, and I know I believe myself.
Yeah, and I think all your teammates believe in you too. That's fantastic.
Yeah, man, you look over at left guard, especially the left side of that offensive line, because we've been a little banged up on the right side. Hopefully we'll get Eric Nichols back this week, be ready to go. But the left side, I mean, you step in with two guys that started last year. You got Landon to your right, Zach on your left. How has that made your job a little bit easier? Know you got two really good guys beside you.
Yes, sir. I know that I have Big Zach on the side of me and Croc. So I know we are going to be the trio here. They know that we gonna pound that ball every time they come to the left side, and I know I don't have to worry about none of them, because they gonna all have their mans.
And we've had to call the left side's number a lot this year so far, Michael. I mean, you guys knew it going in game number one and two. Quan was out, so you had right guard to left tackle was all there. Then we've had Eric a little banged up. You guys have had your number called a lot this year, Landon, and you guys have stepped up pretty well.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We've just trying to do our best. I mean, that's really it. Just trying to do our best.
Landon, I got a question for you, man. Do you know who Rodrigo Blankenship is?
I do. Yes,
you
sir.
You know who that is?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what he's famous for?
I do, kicking.
Yeah, you know what else he's famous for?
What's that?
So Rodrigo Blankenship, the kicker from Georgia that wore the black horn-rimmed glasses, he's trying to make an NFL team now. Rodrigo has the largest Lego collection of anybody that's played college ball, probably. There's some similarities between you and Rodrigo. You've got this humongous Lego thing going. Tell us a little bit about what you got, what you're doing, what you're working on right now.
How long you got?
Well, we got as long as you want to go.
I mean, I started doing it as a kid, and it's just kind of continued until now. It's kind of breaking my bank a little bit.
I know. The Legos are really expensive. How big is your collection of Legos?
Oh, there's no telling. I can't even put a number on it.
Is that right?
Are these in your room? Are they in, like, a game room? What's the setup?
We have a little corner downstairs where I have all of them sorted. It looks really good.
How many do you have that aren't assembled yet? Like, how many, like, waiting to go?
Oh, there's... probably have 30 to 40
sets.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
Yeah, one thing that Landon didn't even know about J-Mike when we got here, he's an outdoorsy guy, fisherman. Yeah. We might want to come to the farm.
Yeah, that's one thing, J-Mike. So one thing that I think this program does really well is every Thursday night, a different group, like the 10th graders and 11th graders, they go and they have dinner with a group of folks with everyone, and then you get some sort of motivational type message. J-Mike, what's that been for y'all? Where are you doing that? What do y'all typically do? What do you have to eat? And I think that's a really good thing that's going on.
Yes, sir. Like, I come over there sometimes, you know, all the time, because I like to spend time with my grandma and granddad, because they be there, and I like to enjoy time with them, watch the football game with them. But I also like spending time with my teammates. We get to fellowship and eat and get to know each other more. Yeah.
Y'all do that different places each week, kind of?
Yeah, more at London's house. We'll have, like, the games and stuff.
At the Howell's house.
Yes, yeah.
So you notice it's a really tight-knit junior class. I mean, from London to J-Mike, there's a lot of really good kids in that group. And you guys have been around, just like a lot of these seniors, some tough times in this program, and then, you know, rolling into right now, this is a big game for us on Friday night, guys. We know, Thursday night. We know Clay Central's a good football team. I know you guys have watched a lot of tape on these guys. Where do they pose the most problems, and how can the Aggies counter that this week, Landon?
Well, I think we just got to run the ball really well. We got to pound the ball in, maybe take a few shots in the air. But we just got to keep our minds together. We can't let anything slip.
One thing I want to mention just briefly, Landon, you just got back from a city council meeting, is that right? You went and you got an award that you accepted on behalf of your uncle, who was one of the – he was a physician that happened to be at the game when the referee went down, and he was one of the ones that helped save that life right there. And that is a really big deal. It was ironic that he was at the game. He's a cardiologist, as I understand it. And, Landon, can you talk a little bit about that and just talk about someone in your life that has meant a lot to you and inspired you to be who you are?
Yes, sir. Well, for that answer, I got to go with my dad.
Yeah.
He's always trying to push me to be the best person I can be.
That's great.
He's a great role model for me.
Yeah.
I just look up to him.
That's awesome, man.
They're very similar. Him and Dad are
They're two peas in a pod, man.
I mean, Ryan, I tell you what, your dad thinks the same thing about you. We were riding to the Montevallo game together. Brent had to drive separately, and Matt and I just had about 70 minutes in the car to chit chat, man. And your dad and your mom couldn't be any more proud of you than they are. Just head over heels for this guy. And not a lot not to like about these two.
Oh, these
that
are
we
two
have
of the
right
best
here,
we got, man.
So, and J-Mike, Landon just mentioned we need to run the football. We're going to have to take some shots. Did it take a little load off you guys on last Friday at Beauregard when we were able to get the passing game going? They were bringing nine guys? There were no safeties in the ball game. They were covering up your two corners. There was a lot of pressure on you. CJ and Juice and Lionel got into the end zone. Corbin, even Tyler Tarpley scored the first touchdown through the air. Did that take a little pressure off you guys last week when we started getting to go through the air?
Yes, sir. Like, we were running the ball a lot. You know, running the ball is kind of tiring. So when it's a pass play, we get a little breather. And when we pass and when we see that touchdown, we're like, thank God.
J-Mac, I felt like we protected a little better last week in passing situations. Is that something you guys have been working on a little bit?
Yeah, so we were running pass plays in Indy and team. We were running like a lot to get better every day on our pass pro.
Well, it showed up last Friday night. I felt like you guys held up and gave some time and let these things develop a little bit.
All right, it's a fun part of the show. Before we get out of here, we got our two players here, Michael Adair, Rapid Fire. J-Mike, who has more pancakes this year, you or Landon?
I mean, J-Mike, man.
Landon, I know you had a couple. How many did you register Friday?
I think I had two Friday.
Okay.
I know I had about five against Montevallo.
He drove a guy about 10 yards off a ball today at practice while I was there, too. So he's firing on all cylinders.
Would you rather end the game with double-digit pancakes or get a big man touchdown?
Ooh.
Oh, wee.
That's rough.
I say big man touchdown.
I got.
Lionel got a big man touchdown last week.
Did.
We were close to getting D-Mac a big man touchdown.
Yeah.
That one would have been nice. Who's the better game? Both of you play games. You're an NCAA 25 guy. If I could give you two PS5 controllers, who's winning?
I mean, I got to go with me because, like, I wouldn't say I play the game a lot, but I'd be on the game.
So, guys, we've had a lot of skill guys. Not that you guys aren't skilled. They would classify them as skill guys. I think what you do is probably a little tougher than what they do.
Yeah.
They all think they're the fastest on the team. Who is the fastest on this football team? We've had KT, Trey, Juice, Corbin. They all say they're the fastest. Who's the fastest guy out there?
I think you're going to have to give it to Corbin.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give it to Juice Riley. I think he's fast.
Who's the strongest guy on the team?
I want to say me, but it's Lionel.
Lionel?
It's Lionel.
You gonna go Lionel too?
Yeah.
I tell you, man, he looks strong, but man, I tell you what, we Michael and I, and just even talking to Coach Smelly off the air, we are not only proud of both of you guys for being football players and how you guys have handled yourselves and how much better that you guys have grown as a unit over the last year, but man, these are two of the best. Two of the best young men on this football program, Michael Adair. We're lucky to have them.
Well, we are. This is a team full of good young people, and that's a reflection on the coaching staff. It's a reflection on them as people, because to be you know, a good friend or anything like that. You gotta be a good person, and that's what they have going on right here.
Well, Landon and J-Mike, man, we're going to let you guys get back to the food, hang out with your families, man. We appreciate you guys. So far, y'all have done the best job out of anybody we've had. So, man, it was truly a pleasure. We appreciate it, and best of luck on Friday night, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that's Landon Crocker. That's Jamichael Hardy, the center for the Aggies and the left guard for the Aggies. Two pivotal parts of this football team, Michael Ader. They said it. We knew it before they said it. Their number's going to be called a lot this week to run the football and try to help, you know, set the standard, set the tone of this football game early Thursday against Clay Central.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the offensive line, which they both represent, is a much improved part of this team. And I think that's the reason we've been in all these games. And, you know, if you look last year, Beauregard, we lose 42-10 or whatever it was. It's a different bunch this year. And I think a lot of that is the line of scrimmage and on both sides of the ball, really. We're much improved.
Michael Adair's keys to the game. How do the Aggies get a win on Thursday?
We got to have good special teams play and don't turn the ball over and get three or four stops on defense. Those are the three things we got to do.
All right, you heard it here first with Michael Adair. We want to thank Coach Chris Smelly for joining us, as well as Landon Crocker and Jamichael Hardy, on this week's edition of the Chris Smelly Show, presented by Allen Brew Market, live at Wharf Casual Seafood. Silicaga hosts Clay Central on Thursday. Our coverage on WSGN starts at 6:30, live from the stadium. You can watch a replay of this show, the Chris Smelly Show, from 5:30 to 6:30, and our video coverage will pick up live from the stadium at 6:30 on Facebook and YouTube. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.